The founders of American punk rock are hanging it up. After playing together more than 20 years, the Ramones are on their final tour. Commentator Milo Miles caught the band's final Boston concert on Valentine's Day.
Fans were packed into the Avalon Club like 1,500 black leather and flannel wrapped sardines. They were there to say goodbye to the Ramones, who reduced rock to a needle of noise in the mid-70s and made pop history. If the audience had a lot less sense of being beyond redemption than they did back then, well, everyone there was a child of the Ramones, even so. Singer Joey and guitarist Johnny are the only original members remaining, though drummer Marky is a long-timer. They began in the era of the Eagles, persisted until the heyday of Nirvana, and outlasted both of them. Linda Ronstadt once called the Ramones hemorrhoid music, and considering the source, that's quite a compliment. I would only add that they were perfectly dopey, delightful, and defiant to the end. This Ramones show was hardly changed from the 1979 concert recording, It's Alive. Most of the newer songs were just less distinctive. They picked one choice oddity, the theme from the movie Pet Sematary, probably a nod to their buddy Stephen King. But everybody knew the catchy choruses, and the relentless blur of guitar and drum beats was an assault so familiar it was almost cozy. The Ramones were frustrated they never had at least a couple big hits, and rightly so. Blatant imitators like Green Day proved that the Ramones sound, while it was ahead of its time, is suitable for a mass audience. The Ramones offered a complete vision of life that fit their rugged, minimal rock. Everything centered on teenage strife in the suburbs of New York City. A cheap date at Rockaway Beach, dinner at White Castle, a horror movie on TV, maybe a little glue sniffing in the basement. Ramones songs were seedy romance at its most vivid. But around the time of the 1976 bicentennial, America just wasn't buying. The full flowering of punk rock would be more lurid and humorlessly violent than the Ramones ever imagined, and perhaps the worse for that.
Do not.
Ramones are indeed like cartoons in that their art is simplified but not simple, and at its best, endlessly repeatable and effective. Their first four albums, Ramones, Leave Home, Rocket to Russia, and Road to Ruin, are masterpieces. And that's four more than even very good bands usually manage. They even inspire people. In a sort of Valentine's Day special at their Boston show, a guy and a gal kissed while floating on a sea of bodies in the mosh pit close to the stage. And none of it, the crowd, the mosh pit, the kissers, would have been the same without the Ramones.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer living in Cambridge, Massachusetts.